I love it how we make it.
Kum Lenin. A Blat Gemara. Beautiful. Kum Lenin, A Blat Gemara. We are up to Daf Kuf Chof Ches Amid Aleph. Okay. We're up to the two dots. Sholach Lei. The Gemara, by the way, is a very interesting Gemara. Very Yisoyzi Gemara. Daf Kuf Lamed, which is the second day of Yom Tov. Make sure you learn with the Rashbams. Okay, Sholach Le Rab Abba Le Rab Yosef Bar Chama. Rab Abba sent a letter to Yosef Bar Chama. It's a series of a range of halachas here. Halacha Shlishi B'Sheni Kosher. He paskins that you can have first cousins once removed to testify on behalf of each other. Halachically, then they are not considered related. Rava Amar was a further. Not only a first cousin once removed, but a great uncle you're allowed to testify for. Berishin, that the Shlishi can testify about the Rishon. They're not considered related. Mar Barab Ashi, but Mar Barab Ashi, he came along and went a step further. Achshe Ba'aba de Abba, you can even go and testify against his Zayda. That is Zayda, which is amazing. Before we had B'nai Bonim, Adain Kebonim, and Chula, a long time ago. And he says you can go ahead and testify about a Zayda. That a Zayda halachically is not considered related. But less Hichas Ekim Abba de Ashi. Respect to halach is not like Mar Barab Ashi about a Zayda. Because B'nai Bonim, Adain Kebonim. However, the Rashbam goes further. The Rashbam says, not because B'nai Bonim, Adain Kebonim. The Rashbam says here, the last word of the line is Rav Ashi, midpoint of the bottom white lines. He says, the B'nai Bonim, U'B'nai B'nai Bonim, Ad Elev Doidus, Loi Ad Ya'idu La'Vesem. They're related to Ben Yerichavu. He says, forevermore, 10 generations, if they're all alive at the same time, they cannot testify because Ben Yerichavu. I mean, that's a big Kiddush. Where does he get this from? But he's saying it is not the virtues called Nei Bonim and Inke Bonim, which he can't testify on behalf of his Zayda. Even 10 generations later, even though we know when it comes to Kivirov and all these things, it stops after the 2 generations. We said, Ad Kan Rach Me'ov, not going to come to great grandchildren, but here, yet we still say, you're related. Interesting. Yeah. However, look at Taisa, Leis Hichasak Amar Baravashi. Says Tesis, Peter's Bekuntre is that Philo ad save Kaladoid is possible. He calls him Kuntras. So I wonder if he's talking about Rashbam who calls Kuntras. Maybe Rashi says the same thing. I don't know what he means about Kuntras. The angel that he keeps the Spalik daughter Kokach, that he argues too many generations apart. Tesis before says that a cousin, first cousin once removed, is closer than a Zayda to a grandchild because that's an extra generation. Hard to understand how the whole thing works. Look at the taste before. Mar Rav Ashi, Mach Sheba Abba Dabba. Mar Rav Ashi holds a Zaydi, you can testify. The first cousins are Asr. How can Mar Rav Ashi say you're allowed to testify on behalf of your Zaydi when your first cousin is Asr? Your Zaydi is close to you. It's your blood, his blood is flowing through your veins. You're one more generation removed.
Yeah, that's interesting. But the psul of Eidus is the Gabikir of Adas, isn't it? So I consider myself.
There's a kosov. In fact, the Rambam used that as the court of apostles, there's a kosov. What happened? The guy is against you. So you could argue the guy is on your behalf, but if he's against you.
So if it's not Kirvada, if it's Xeris Akosov,
that's what's going on. What's
Yehuda has a very strong point then. Then what's the Nafkimina? 1 dir, 2 dirs, 10 dirs, 20
That's
dirs.
What Rabbi Ashi. That's halacha. That's what the Rashbam says. B'nei Bonim and Elov Doidus. Interesting. Why would he use an expression that could never be? Anyway, but Tesis agrees.
So then what's the swatter for the other?
Tesis, because once you go beyond the second, you're not related. Because it says, like, Ad Kan Rachmei Avad, in a way, you're not really related anymore.
Oh, so that's what we're calling Kirav Adas, or whatever or Rachmim, or whatever.
Yeah, maybe they're arguing if there's a swatter to it or not. Says, you want to write, Shalach Lei Rab Abba. Another din. Rab Abba sent a letter to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. Hayodeish lo be'edus karka. What if I knew exactly the dimensions of your property? Ad shelo nistama, before your guy became blind, and then Venista became blind. Posel, he can no longer testify about, even though he's testifying about something he knew when he was well. Doesn't matter. Shmuel Amar Kosher. Shmuel says, no, since you were kosher at the time, it's good enough. But Efshe the Mechavin Matzrona, you could be very concise or precise when it comes to dimensions. Avol Glimaloi, but if he's going to testify about a shirt, if he cannot see it anymore, so he doesn't recognize it anymore, just giving his dimensions, no, because a lot of people might have the similar shirts. But I've shaved them and I feel a gluma. Efshe the Mechavin Midas Arka Midas Rabba, in those days when it's a homemade shirt, you know, spun at home. Maybe, or we've woven at home, you can tell, you know, the exact sizes. Avol Naschale, but a shtick silver, a piece of silver, they're all, you know, standard sizes. But a pop, Avil Naschos, even that he can give dimensions. Efshe the Mechavin Midas Mishkalaisa, maybe he can give you exact weight. So you have three opinions over here. You have Shmuel, you have Rav Sheshes, and you have Rav Papa. All say that to a certain degree, a blind person can still testify about something that he saw when he was able to see. Says the Gemara, Mesa, have a cash on all three of them. Says the Braisim of Eidus, a son-in-law cannot testify on behalf of his father-in-law. He's related. But what happens? He knew that before he was related to him, he knew something happened. And now that he's related, he wants to testify. Obviously, he can't. Venas and the chosla, obviously, he can no longer testify. Nor can he testify about it when he saw it, because when he saw it, he was a kosher, because now he's not kosher. Pikeach, he saw something when he's intelligent. Venis charesh, now he became deaf. Or the Rashbam has a pshat that he actually became foolish. One pshat is that he lost his ability to speak, and the Rashbam said it can't be. Because then Chabal wants to talk about it. He can't speak, how can he give edis? And Peter Venistema, or a guy who was able to see and suddenly became blind. Shafu Nishtata, he was sane and suddenly he became foolish. All the case possible, because it doesn't matter what you saw, it matters now. When you give the Haggadah to Eidus, you also have to be rolled to be Eid. So we see clearly from here that if you're blind right now, you cannot say Eidus. Aval Hoyam. So it's Kashan, all three of them said you could. You know, the question is on your Gluma, this or that. Faders, you can't. Aval, what happens the following? Interesting. You went in the first circle. You knew Edis about your future father-in-law when you weren't yet related to him. Then Venasa Chosna, you became related to him. Vamesa Bitya, then his daughter died, and you have no children, so you're no longer related. Because if you have children, you're still related. You have no children, so you're no longer related. So you kosher when you saw it, you kosher now when you're testifying, but there was a time, an interim period, where you were not kosher. Or Pikeach Venis Chadish. That you were well, and then you were smart, and then this chadish, you became foolish. Or chazav but then the chazav and ispakech, they became well again. Or piteach v'nistema, the chazav and ispakech, you're blind, see. Shafui v'nishtate, the chazav and ishtafi, you became well again. Kosher, all these crazy kosher. Zekla, koshet chilosei oseifa v'pasos pasel. Chilosei v'soifa kasher kosher. As long as when you saw, and now when you testify, you're kosher, that's good enough. Even though by a get we say that a person who was blind, if a guy saw the get being written and then he became blind, he could go to court and say before nine nechtem, over there writing Gemara says because he should be gun and he kill a barabon. There are special laws to try to make it as easy as possible for a woman to receive a get. Gemara to yufta the kula, we just slugged everybody up. Says Gemara to yufta, slugged everybody up. Shalach Rab Abba Rabbi Yisrael Chamam. Abba sent a letter to Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chama. Rabbi Abba sent Rabbi Yisrael Chama. Ha'oimer al tinuk ben abonim. This is what he said. That I want you to know there's a machlekes between myself and Rabbi Yisrael. Somebody says al tinuk ben abonim, one of his kids amongst his sons, Neman, he's believed. But what did he say? We don't know yet. And Rabbi Yisrael Chama ain't that believed. My Chama, what did he say? What's going on here? Omer Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehoche Chama. This is what he's saying. Ha'oimer al tinuk ben abonim. If a guy says to one of his children, Yiyarish kol nechosai, I want you to be yash and everything. Remember, we had a machlekes. Rabbi Yechel Berukhah said, as long as one of these kids are entitled to Yerusha, I can turn around and say, you know what, you'll get the whole thing, or you'll get double, even though you're the youngest, and they invite it. Chacham say, no, you cannot go against the Taita, even with one of those who are one of the Yerushim, you cannot change the rules of the Taita. So that's the machlekes of Abba Yechel, who the halacha is like. He's saying, Rabbi Abba saying that he's believed, because Rabbi Yechel Berukhah, he could change bonim, ben habonim. Rabbi Yechama Enyan Neman Kerabon Mask of Rav Kasha. The wording is wrong. Hi Neman Ve'Enu Neman. What do you mean believe? Is that a question of belief? The question is, does he have the ability to go as a Taita? The question was, he has that power. So that question of being believed. Nobody's not believing you. Of course we believe you, but so what? You can't go against the Taita. Yiddish V'La Yiddish. By the correct wording would have been, does he Yashin or doesn't he Yashin? This is what they're saying. He says about somebody that he's a b'choid, even though we thought till now that somebody else was a b'choid, the father comes along and says that he's a b'choid. Do we believe him or not? So he holds, remember who the holds that we believe him even though against the crow? Because it says, Yakir, Yakir, and Elachidim. Next, another letter he sends, Shalach, Leirab, Abba, Rabbi Yosef, Bar Chama. If a guy says, Titel ishti ke echad min abonim, I want my wife to yashin me after I pass away, like one of my kids, noiteles ke echad min abonim, special to Kana that she can yashin like one of the kids.
Can I give her a matzah body?
He could, but yes, that's how he said. He said he could, but he didn't. He said yashin.
If he can give him a present, doesn't come back to him anyway, not if he says,
I don't get it. If he gives a present, as if he's saying, I don't want it. It's as if he's saying, I don't want it, so it's yours. Another person give her a present, say, I'm giving it to you on the condition that the husband has no shaykhs to it. You could do that. Okay. So he did it with a kinyan, or he was a shchimera. Amar Rava says, Rava, uvin chasim shal achshav, when we can only do this only in the nechassim that existed while he made this kinyan. If any new nechassim came afterwards, no, because ain't other makna dovish. Remember, she's not a natural yodish. You had to be makna to her. And because you had to be makna to her with a kinyan, or if you're a shchivmera, anything that comes afterwards is not included in that kinyan. So the woman will not be included. When it comes to yodish, it doesn't matter. You yash and everything. But when it comes to the woman, she only gets a kinyan. It's because you're changing the rules, only whatever was available or whatever was his at the time. Or be bani, but when it comes to sons, but it comes to the sons, even what comes afterwards. In other words, Nachmed, what happens if we have more sons that come on? Let's say he does all this, and then more sons come on to the scene. She will get. Let's say he says, I'll give you as one of my yoshim. At the time he said that there's only 5 kids, but by the time he passes away, there were 10 kids. So she doesn't get equal to 1 of 5; she'll get equal to 1 of 10. What happened the other way around? There were 5 kids at the time, and then one of the kids passed away. Her thing increases because he's saying to her, whatever it is at the Shasa Chalukah, that's what you get as one of my kids. So it's not only to make it worse for her case with 5 at the time and there were 10 later. We say, look, Shasa Chalukah, you get one of the kids. But even benefits her, will also give her that advantage.
So why isn't the same with
you can make assets. Any kinyan you want.
Why isn't
it
the same with assets? Increases assets.
Because Dovash Leibaloyla. So can't make a kinyan. But kids are something that they're different. Kids are you. No, because kids are you. This is who I am.
The wife is pregnant when the husband dies. The kid is Leibaloyla.
No, it doesn't matter. Because you're saying at the time of the chalukah, the time you're going to divide as one of my kids. As one of my kids. So whatever kids you have at the time of chalukah, that's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. So he's whenever comes the time to divide, whatever every kid gets, you get.
I'm saying the chalukah could be after the kid is before the kid is born.
Yeah, so whatever it is at the time of chalukah, it's all we look at.
Missed out this one, the last one, too bad.
Oh wait, so Uber. We'll see later what happened by Uber. So much generally about it. Forget about the mother. You're talking about there were a bunch of kids and there's an Uber.
The mother's pregnant when the guy dies.
You're
so they make a chalukah and then 5 months later she gives birth.
Forget the fact that the mother is part of the deal. You have 6 kids and you have a pregnant when the guy dies and the kids want to split straight away. What happens to the baby in the womb?
That's what I'm asking.
Then he goes to Yashas. We had a machlekes actually. And Ksuvus. Okay. Shalach le'rab Abba Rabbi's Bechama. Hamoitzi shtar chayv al chavedoi. Interesting. A guy produces a shtar chayv and his friend says, "Owe me $100." Malva oime loin nefraiti klum. The malva says, "You never paid me. You owe me $100." V'loiva oime paraiti machta. He's made the mitzvah. He said, "I paid you half." Now we had a whole discussion about mitzvah in the beginning. If the shtar says $2, the malva says you owe me $5, and he made it to $3. If you consider moedim mixes, the machlekes are belezer and rabbi kibbeh, because the question is, since he has usually moedim mixes, we say he doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing, so therefore he's moedim part of it, so might as well swear on the rest. But over here, he should have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing, because there's a shtar supporting him. When a shtar says dollars, don't say two, just says dollars, minimum of dollars is two. So then if he would have said two, we would believe no question, because he has a shtar. And there's no number, obviously it's two. By saying three, so the machlekes is he called a meshiv aveda? Is he a nice guy? He could have lied and said two. Or do we say, oh no, we say he's a Maida b'miktsas. But here, instead of the Shtar supporting him, Eidim are supporting him. So the Shaila is, how do we view that? The Eidim say he paid all of it.
Isn't
Eidim
stronger than Shtar?
Yeah, but not when he's going against Eidim. Hareze nishba v'goyve machtze. So the Maldus gets this guy to swear and he collects half. Because I didn't say you paid all of it, but you said you didn't. You said you paid only half. So since you said you paid only half, you're a Maida b'miktsas, so you have to swear. But only the chasim and the chaydin, because the lekuchas can say, we believe the edim. We don't believe this guy, we believe the edim, and he paid all of it. Alva mishabodin, loyd amri, anana, edim, some chin rely on the edim. Afilu, Rabbi Akiva, even Rabbi Akiva says in the case of the shtar says dollars, then he says three. He's a meshav aveda, then he said meshav aveda, he's a meshav aveda. Hani, mili, when is that talking about? Hecha de lek edim. When is that talking about when there are no Eidim? When do we say Meshav Eid always a star? So he could have said two, he's a nice guy, he says three. Aval Heichadika Eidim, because when you heard the Eidim on the scene, you don't know what they're going to say. So therefore, you're trying to hedge your bets. You say, oh, I paid part of it, because you're scared the Eidim might say you paid nothing. So by saying I paid part of it, you don't look so bad. So because he also might, he owes something. So therefore, the fact that that there's no longer a Meshav, not being a nice guy, he's just being very protective. He wants to make sure that he doesn't make any mistakes. He's being safe. So therefore, I will hechadik edim. The svara is, if there are edim, itus. He's scared to go out on a limb and say, I paid you all of it, because he didn't know what the edim will say. So we're assuming now he did not know what the edim will say. So therefore, there's no meshav of edim when it comes to edim saying you owe nothing. Maskam, my brother Vashi, Ad Rabbi Chayyim, this word paket. I feel Rabbi Shimon Elazar said that you're made in mixes by a case of a shtar, because you don't have the chutzpah. You still say you don't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing. There's no edim there, just a vague star. He's saying, I owe you $50. Isn't he a nice guy? Because he could have just said nothing, and then the edim will go ahead. Because I believe people do have a sense what the edim are going to say before they say it. All of these different dinim that we just mentioned, the halacha is always like Rabbi Abba, who wrote a letter to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chama. Says the Gemara, I don't understand what you're trying to tell me. First of all, what about in the case, the very first machlekes when we introduced the Rabbah, which is yesterday's Gemara, which is about Avodim, in the case of Avodim, whether... We actually forgot to learn this Gemara here. Let's go back, guys, for a second. We start the wrong two dots.
You skipped two lines.
That's right. Sholach Lei... Okay, so back to Chav Chesam Adalo, seven lines at the top. We introduced Rab Abba. Sholach Lei Rab Abba Rab Yosef Bar Chama. Halacha Goyve Min Avodim. The halacha is that you collect from Avodim as well, that a Bal Choyv, that if the guy dies, they collect from the avodim of the Yisraelim. We'll treat avodim like karka. Just like we said that the lender of the man who dies can go and seize the property because there's a lien on the property. Avodim have a din like karka because it's nachaltim oizlam lechem, so therefore we see it as a din like property. And there's no swearing on avodim, so avodim have a din like property. But we already had this thing in Gittin of Yubayz where the machlekes of Nachman, whether Nachman holds that avodim do not have a din like property, even though in certain respects they definitely do, but because they walk around, they're like metalklin. So, Rav Nachman Amar, we had a discussion there also regarding Kinyan Agav. Rav Nachman Amar, if you can be kind of them as they are with the karka. Rav Nachman says, ain't goivin. Rav Nachman says, no, they're not karka at all, they're metalton, you cannot collect. Let's now go back to Al-Gumari here. So, you just said the halach is always like Rav Abba. We have a rule that when it comes to dinim, Rav Nachman was the chief Abbezin. The halach is always like him, which means that Avodim are like metalton. So, is the halach like Rav Abba? That the You actually repeated Rab Abba's letter incorrectly. Rab Abba didn't say that you do collect. He actually also said ain't goyvim because it's metalklin. What you should have said is, and Rab Nachman so too says the same thing, that they've done metalklin and therefore they're not included. The El Hilchos of Gemai. So when you came along now and said the halacha like Rab Abba, in which case are you telling me the halacha like Rab Abba? Let's go through each one of them because L'chayda, you didn't tell us anything new. Ela Fukim the Rava came along and said that not only can a first cousin once removed testify on behalf of a cousin, but that a grand nephew can testify against a great uncle. There's no machlekes there. He's just adding or amplifying what Rab Abba said. Ela Fukim the Rava Moisivu. All he's doing it is adding on. He's saying that Rab Abba holds also adding on. He's not arguing Rab Abba, he's learning in Rab Abba. That just like first cousin once removed, you can testify for each other. So too, you can for a great uncle. And a great uncle is even better because it's one generation further remote. So it's no machlekes. What do you mean halacha like Rab Abba? Then you say, Ede Ma'abar Avashi. And if it's those three, you want to say that halacha like Ma'abar Avashi, who says that even for a Zayda, you're allowed to testify. And Rab Abba says that, no, you can't. I don't need you. We already declared before Ma'abar Avashi is wrong. That the Raj Bram said, "Fila El of Deidus, you cannot testify on behalf of the Elta Zayda or against him." We don't need you to state this ruling. If the next thing with those three Amoraim all said that a blind person, if he was used to see and now he's blind, can testify about a shirt or testify about a piece of silver or about a property, and we already repudiated that from the Braisa. Ha, itais, well, we already slugged it up. So what in the world are you coming along to say the halacha like a Rab Abba? In which case do I need you to tell me that? Elafuke med Rabbi Yechanan. We had over here machleik in the top of the page between Rabbi Yechanan and Rab Abba. Her father's believed, and Rab Abba said the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, that her father said that this is a b'chayit, even though till now we thought the other guy's a b'chayit. We say Yakir enu lachayit, in the word that he's believed, and that not like the Chachamim. So the halacha is like Rab Abba, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda against the Chachamim. That's number one. And the second thing is, Umaskafta the Marbet Avashi. And from the question of Marbet Avashi, when Marbet Avashi came along and asked a question about the guy who's Maida, the Edom say, you own nothing. And he says, I own half. And then we want to say, even according to Rabbi Kiva, over here this case is Mamash HaMeshav Avoda. And we said that L'Chayda should be Faket. What did Marbet Avashi ask over there?
He said it should be like a Meshav Avoda.
Yeah, he asked a question. No, he asked a question. Faket, it should be that definitely he knew what the Aden was saying, so he's a Mamash HaMeshav Aveda, according to everybody. It should be, so we'll tell you that Halacha is not like Marbet Avashi's question, the Halacha is like Rab Abba, that people don't know what the Aden are going to say. Ashtar is better. Ashtar is clear. You can see right there what it says. So he wanted, he could have said two, because it says Stam Dollars. And Sloim. And he goes ahead and he says three. He's Mamash a nice guy, he's a Meshav Aveda. But in the case of Aden, you don't mean to say, you're scared because you don't really know what the Aden are going to say. And you have to be careful, so you're hedging your bets. And therefore, we don't pass him like Marbet Avashi, you know, like Rab Abba.